It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A hurricane watch has been issued for the west coast of Florida. Ian, officially strengthened to a hurricane Monday morning with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. The models keep shifting, but landfall is expected early Wednesday, somewhere around Tampa. This will be the first major storm to hit Florida since Ron DeSantis became governor. Meanwhile, cleanup is in progress in Nova Scotia, where former Hurricane Fiona made landfall Saturday with powerful winds and torrential rains. Fiona knocked buildings into the ocean, destroyed homes, and cut power to hundreds of thousands of customers before moving through New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Newfoundland. Thankfully, no injuries were reported in Canada, but Fiona has been blamed for at least 16 deaths in Puerto Rico, where the situation is much more dire. Heated protests have erupted around Russia following Putin's announcement that he'd call up some 300,000 military reserves. Men aged 18 to 35 have been forbidden to leave and ordered to report for military duty. In regions including Kherson and Zaporizhia, citizens were forced to vote in a sham referendum that continues through Tuesday and would give Moscow cover to annex those territories that they're occupying. Before we leave Russia, this disturbing news item. At least 7 children were killed in a school shooting in the western Russian city of Zhivsk. According to the Russian state news agency TASS, 9 fatalities have already been reported. It's unclear if that number includes the attacker, who reportedly killed himself. Italy just elected its first female prime minister, Giorgia Meloni. Unfortunately, she also leads the most right-wing conservative government since Mussolini. The new 45-year-old prime minister is from Rome, described as deeply conservative, openly anti-LGBTQ, and is someone who's threatened to review same-sex marriage, which was legalized in Italy in 2016, and is raising fears about women's reproductive rights, as she's called abortion a tragedy. Lovely. Ironically, Miss Meloni is a co-founder of the anti-immigrant group called Brothers of Italy. All right. Well, the House is out today and tomorrow for Rosh Hashanah. The Senate returns Tuesday with a lot to accomplish in the remaining weeks, including fending off a looming shutdown. So they'll vote on a continuing resolution to keep the government funded and operating past Friday. But the holdup, there's always a holdup, right? And once again, it seems to be Senator Joe Manchin. This time, he's been trying to push through a bill reforming the permitting structure for coal-fired power plants that would likely negate most of the good climate policy that was passed in the Inflation Reduction Act. The Manchin part should come up for a procedural vote Tuesday night, even though senior Senate Republicans oppose the measure, as do many progressive Democrats. And also looming is legislation to ban stock trading by members of Congress and senior staffers. In the House, Zoe Lofgren is tasked with drafting the bill. And on Wednesday, the January 6th House Select Committee will convene another public hearing, beginning at 1 o'clock Eastern. Though they haven't yet announced a witness list or topic for the session, Adam Schiff told CNN that the hearing could be, quote, potentially more sweeping than some of the other hearings. But it, too, will be thematic. It will tell the story about a key element of Donald Trump's plot to overturn the election, end quote. It's believed this will be the final hearing before the November 8th election, but Congressman Jamie Raskin has been pushing for more. We'll see. And finally, fans of Demolition Derby, listen up. Monday evening, tonight at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time, NASA will smash a spacecraft into an asteroid. Seriously. It's part of a study of one method of planetary defense? Okay. So it's the DART mission, or Double Asteroid Redirection Test. It's the first of its kind. It'll test, quote, whether deflecting a space rock could one day protect Earth from a potentially catastrophic impact. All right. Here's more. The DART mission is targeting a space rock called Dimorphos. It measures 525 feet across and will send a spacecraft about the size of a school bus and has been traveling to reach its target since it launched in November of 2021, barreling toward the asteroid at 15,000 miles per hour. Telescopes will determine whether Dimorphos was nudged out of its regular orbit, which could be a life-saving feat if a major asteroid ever approached Earth. It's also carrying an imager that'll share a live stream of photographs as it nears the asteroid, providing a video-like experience for viewers. So the live broadcast will kick off on NASA's website, that's NASA, NASA.gov, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern today. It'll last until 7:30 p.m. tonight. Now that's what I call demolition derby for the 21st century. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Go to NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.